Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 283 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. When considering this reality that is our perception, it also made me think about the reasoning why some people are so mean. And I truly believe that the meaner we are, the meaner that the world seems to be. And the same goes for like scam artists or people who live their lives taking advantage of other people. I feel like they're constantly on high alert for people to take advantage of them, which means they lack trust and they don't get to experience the deepness of vulnerable connections as people do living their lives outwardly as they are internally, you know? And if you have never scammed anybody in your life, you're probably not aware of all of the possible ways you could get scammed unless you've been scammed. So you've been blissfully unaware of the threats and can create fuller connections without fear. Sure, you may end up getting scammed like anybody else, but your chances of getting scammed are no higher or lower than the person who is constantly worried about getting scammed. The same goes for the opposite side of the coin. If you are a kind person, people are typically kinder to you in return. Of course, you will get the occasional dickwad, but for the most part, people reflect back what you put out. So same thing goes if you are an asshole. You're gonna see a lot more people's assholes to match what you're giving them. Your energy reflects your perceptions of the world. This is why it's so important to work on improving your perception, because the reactions of others and your entire reality will follow. And it's the same thing that I've talked about before. It's your RAS, your reticular activating system, I think is what it's called. But you start to notice the things that you're looking for. It's confirmation bias kind of thing. So if you're looking for people's niceness, you're gonna see a lot more niceness. And in return, you're going to keep returning that niceness. It is a practice at first, but as you do it, you will start to notice that the people who are kind of nasty, one, are either not as nasty to you when you return kindness, or if they continue to be nasty to you, you can recognize that that is a them thing and not a you thing. And from there, life gets easier. The world gets kinder, connections get simpler, and you can start to focus on what really matters, which is whatever the hell you want. But remember that the energy that you put out is 100% reflective of the energy that you're going to get back. So the golden rule that we all learned in kindergarten, do unto others as you would like them to do back onto you, you know, sticks out for a reason, because it's true. And it is okay to match people's energy back, but remember that it will only cause to keep it in a cycle. So if someone is being really rude to you, I don't think you should always kill that with kindness, but it is usually the easiest way to break them out of that cycle. I think that sometimes people do deserve to be told off and shut down when they're acting out, but I also think that usually that energy just creates more of that same. So if there are loopholes to it and you can find a way to tell them off while still making your point valid and not undermining it with your own attitude, then I think it's great. People sometimes do need to be reminded, especially by other adults, but for the most part, we should be treating people the way that we want to be treated, which is listening, curiosity, kindness, gentleness, and empathy. And usually that means you have to recognize that other people's bullshit is their own bullshit. It's reflecting their own energy that they've already been putting into the world. So it really isn't your business. Move on with your day if it's not clicking, and surround yourself with people that do reflect your energy back. You're powerful, and you can shift the energy in a room with just a little bit of intention. And that means bringing emotional baggage from somebody else is probably not your best call. The faster we can own up to our own emotions, the faster we'll notice those emotions' impact on the world around us.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.